Well, since I've been away, TK, I haven't had a bet on a race, but on Saturday morning, I tuned in and Brad Davidson, he tipped the first in Sydney,
40 to 1. Were you on?
No, I wasn't.
No, me
but
neither.
He's hitting form at the right time of the season.
15 to 1 last Wednesday.
Oh, outstanding. He's too good. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. Thanks for that. Unfortunately, wasn't one of our best on the weekend, Hames. But, that was dyslexic, who was still trying to get out of a pocket there.
Oh, what about
in
that?
In race 8, I think if she got a crack at him, she wins. Yeah. The weekend, but unfortunately, that's punning.
Those light blue colours, just locked away.
I'll tell you who wasn't locked away. Arcadia Queen.
She was impressive, wasn't she? At her Sydney debut, I was a little bit against her at the start of the day. Simply just thought barrier one late in the day might be against her. But as it played out on the day, it was a bit of a fence in run day. You wanted to be sort of close to the speed. It was hard to make ground out wide. But saying all that, she was far too good for her rival. She won by 1¾ lengths, eased down late. You know, that takes her record to 6 wins from 7 starts overall, and her only defeat she should have won. So she's a very exciting mare for the Chris Waller yard now, of course, and I think we won't see her again now until the Tab Everest. So it'll be fascinating to see whether they can freshen her up. That was 1,300, now back to 1,200 metres, whether she's a live chance in the Everest, or whether obviously we'll probably see the best of her once she gets out to a mile and beyond. But probably in the latter camp, that it might be a little bit sharp for her in an Everest, but I can't wait to see her when she gets out to a mile and beyond. We've seen what she's done before. She won the Kingston Town by 4.5 lengths at 1,800 metres. She looks a very exciting prospect. We can't get carried away and start calling her the next Winx or anything like that, but she looks very, very exciting, and she'll be a Group 1 horse for many years to come.
It's a great level of the racing game. You know, you can easily get carried away, as I did with Bivouac, tumbled in the second start, beaten, blown away by accidents. Back on top of the ground, Bivouac looked like the good horse we thought it was, and exceedance went backwards.
Yeah, exactly right. It's funny how these three-year-olds, they can peak and drop off a little bit, peak and drop off a little bit. And they're young horses, so they can be that little bit, I suppose, inconsistent. But Bivouac, the wet track last time out, we all thought he loved it before he raced again, because his two-year-old form said he was an absolute swimmer, but he had the blinkers on, he over-raced, and exceedance blew him away on the wet track, and then come back onto a dry track. He's up on speed. He has the blinkers off, and he was just too strong for them. So, he's the horse they've all got to beat, I suppose, in the Golden Rose in a couple of weeks. But I wouldn't be dropping off exceedance. I thought he was still a pass mark, considering the way the track played on the day. It was just hard to make ground out wide there. I thought Kubrick was good from the back, and Yes, Yes, Yes was a really nice return too. So it sets up a fascinating Golden Rose in a couple of weeks with a really, really strong crop of three-year-olds.
Yeah, well, TK said that racing is a good leveller. Mystic Journey, we all thought, was going to be the next best thing, beaten by a bolter in the Maccabi Diva.
Yeah, exactly right. Gatting, a very big shock result there in the Maccabi Diva on the weekend. But Mystic Journey, what do we sort of do? You know, a lot of people now saying, a little bit of a question mark at 2,000 metres if they're heading towards a Cox Plate. I thought probably the biggest little question mark for her is just how well she is going this spring, because, her first up win in the PB Lawrence, although it was by 3/4 of a length, you have a look at the sectionals out of the race, and they weren't anything that really get carried away with. So she's come out now. She's been beaten by Gadding. She beat the rest, though. And it was a decent enough field all the same. So sometimes these bolters, they can do that. They can come out and just run big races, and that's what Gadding's done there on the weekend. So I think next start's a bit of a fork in the road moment for her preparation, to see how much she has improved this time in. And there's a lot saying now that she was 6 months ago that definitely the next big thing, and now people are saying Arcadia Queen's gone past her. But I want to see what she does next time out, and I wouldn't be surprised if she bounces back. She's a very classy mare for sure.
This has just come in from one of our listeners, True Blue. Can you ask Brad if he thinks Kubrick will go to the gloaming?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the long range goal is. I think the Golden Rose is definitely the short term goal, so that'll be next start, and then he's a horse that will probably step out in trip after that. But whether they stay in Sydney or head down to Melbourne, I'm not 100% sure there on that one. But I'm pretty sure that the Golden Rose is the main goal in a couple of weeks.
And Mr. Quickie, wow, what a run in the Maccabi Diva. Where's Mr. Quickie go?
Yeah, again, I'm not 100% sure there, but you're right. Run, wasn't it?
I'll ask Gator. I'll ask David Gator during punters post-mortem because he'll have all the sections. I mean, his sectionals would have been outstanding.
Yeah, very, very good one. So, come from, 14th there on the turn, second last, to be beaten a length and a half there in the Maccabi Diva. A huge run on return there, and we saw what he did last prep winning the Queensland Derby. So, no doubt he'll get out over trip this time in, but looks a promising star in the making.
Good time of year, isn't it? Terrific time of year. Good on you, Brad. Thanks for that.
Thanks, guys.